Biden commutes sentence of man sentenced to 10 years over role in fentanyl overdose death of NY woman. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 13, 2024. President Joe Biden commuted the sentence of a man who was sentenced to 10 years in prison for his involvement in a New York woman's fentanyl overdose death. In a press release from the White House on Thursday, it was revealed that Biden was pardoning 39 people and commuting 1,499 sentences. Among the list of people having their sentences commuted was Daniel Fillerup. A press release from the United States Attorney's Office for the Northern District of New York from April 24, 2019, revealed that Fillerup of Albany had been sentenced to serve 120 months in prison after he sold fentanyl that led to the death of Kaitlyn Tofondi. Fillerup reportedly admitted that on September 29, 2016, he arranged with Jen Tofondi to supply her with two bags of heroin. After she had obtained the bags from Fillerup, she ingested what was actually fentanyl, and it caused Jen Tofondi's death due to fentanyl intoxication. As part of his guilty plea on December 20, 2018, Fillerup admitted that on September 29, 2016, he arranged with Kaitlyn Tofondi, via text message and phone call, to supply her with two bags of heroin. Fillerup met with Jen Tofondi in Schenectady, New York, where Jen Tofondi gave Fillerup $36. He acquired bags of what he believed to contain heroin, and gave Jen Tofondi two of the bags. Jen Tofondi ingested the substance Fillerup gave her, which was fentanyl. The ingestion of the fentanyl caused Jen Tofondi's death due to fentanyl intoxication. Breitbart News's Olivia Rondo previously reported that roughly 34.3 tons of fentanyl that had made it to the southern border of the United States under the Biden-Harris administration had been seized. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recently warned that there is an altered version of fentanyl, called carfentanil, which is reported to be 100 more times potent than fentanyl.